Okay, we're learning Daf Zayin and Masechtas Me'ilah, and we're starting like a third down the Amud, in the middle of the Amud, Amar Rav Papa. We're talking about Rabbi Kiva Shita that he holds that Zrika Me'eles Liyotze, which means that we make a Zrika on a carbon, and the Basar and the Murim are outside the Vesemekdash where it became Pasal B'yotze. Still, the Zrika works, Rabbi Kiva holds, and it takes off the Me'ilah off the basar, let's say, if a murim anyway has me'ilah, the zrika takes off the me'ilah off the basar, even though it's yotzei. That's where Kiva's chiddush. So even though the basar is outside of Beis HaMikdash, the zrika works to take off the me'ilah. Amra Papa, le'amra b'kiva, zrika me'elas yotzei, elas yotzei basar. Rabbi Kiva's halacha is only if the basar went out of the Beis HaMikdash and he made a zrika, it works to take the me'ilah off. Aval dam, let's say the dam itself went out of Beis HaMikdash and you brought it back in, and you made Zrika, then ain't Zrika Me'elas Yotze. The Zrika does not work, since the dam became possible already by going out of the Beis HaMikdash. The Zrika will not work on that dam.
I did the Zrika.
What? You brought the dam back inside, you did Zrika.
It
became possible. So let's say you did the Zrika, now is that take off the Me'ilah off the Basa? Maybe.
Yeah, he did Zrika
with the possible dam, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we're saying, no. We're saying no. Avadam ain't Zrika Me'elas Yotze. We're saying then, even if Kiva agrees, it does not work. I'll show you in the Brayse the same thing. Shachat v'shtika. Someone shechted. He didn't have machshavas pigle. V'yotz adam. And the dam went out of Beis HaMikdash. Acha pisha chazar. It came back. V'zarka. And you spritzed the dam on the mizbeach. Lo'yosav lo'yiklum. You didn't do anything. And what does that mean? V'kachachim mo'yalim boy. V'kachachim. The still have me'ilah on the carbon. You did not remove the me'ilah. V'kachachim kalim. Ain't mo'yalim boy. V'kachachim kalim. We know that Zrika brings me'ilah to the Emurim. So by Kol Chakalim, the Zrika is not good enough to bring Me'ilah to the Murim, and it still does not have Me'ilah. So the Zrika does not work. A first of Raisa, the Lekuliyama, Zrika does not work, Liyotze. If the Dam went outside, the Zrika does not work. Zogt Gemara Vaitan. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Kiva brought a Raya to his Halacha from a case where you were Mafrish Achatos, and it got lost, and you Mafrish not Achatos, and they're both in front of you. We don't have to repeat over the Mishnah's Raya because the Gemara is going to talk about the Raya. But the Amar Rav Elazar, Kiyom Rekiv Vasachas. So, like this. So Rekiv brings a Raya to his Halacha and he says, I'm bringing a Raya that Zrika Me'elas Yotze, which, in other words, means that Zrika works even for something that has a psul. And he brings a Raya, because he holds that the Halacha is, if you have two Chata'is, because you were mafresh the extra one because one got lost. They're both sitting in front of you now, and you shechted them, and you zorek dam for one of them. Once you zorek dam for one chatas, you're part of a chatas now. The other chatas becomes possible. Why is the other chatas possible? Because I don't need it anymore. Still, he holds that it takes the me'ilah off the other chatas. So he says, it's a raya that zrika works even for something that's possible. That was Rabbi Kiva's raya to his halacha. So Om Rav Elazar, Kiyom Rav Kiva, when does Rav Kiva say this halacha, that when you have two chatois, one zrika removes the me'ilah off the other carbon, v'vasachas, if it was at one time, avazachazah, loy, but one after another, not. What does that mean? So vasachas, Taisa's two pshatim, let's say it means you shechted both at one time, and both blood, dam, are sitting in front of you now. You could do zrika either from this one or this one. Either one you could do zrika from. And it is Zrika from one of them, it patterns the other one. But if you took one chatas, you brought the whole chatas, you shechted it, you Zrika, everything, then the other one's still alive. And now you want to shech this and everything, that's and still alive even. The other one still has Me'ilah. Rabbi Kiva only said that one dam patterns the other dam from Me'ilah is only when they're both Vasachas. But Vasachas are not. Vasachas are alive. Omer Rabbi Kiva. Idlayam Rabbi Kiva. That's what he says about Rolo says about Rabbi Kiva. Tanya, look at the Braisa. Om Rav Shimon. Kishalachti lekvar pani. Rav Shimon says, when I went to the city of Kvar Pani, Matzani Zokin Echad, a Zokin found me. Va'om Ali, this is Rav Shimon talking. So a certain Zokin found me. Va'om Ali told me, Oim Bahir Rabbi Kiva Zrikam Elas Yotze? Is that true? Rabbi Kiva says that Zrika works for Yotze? Amarati lo, hey, yeah, it's true. So we had the Zalkin who was matvi on this whole idea that Zrika could work for Yotze. And he said, yeah, it's true. He says, when I came back to my friends in Galil, Omruli, Halay Pasalu, what's Taka Pshat Rabbi Akiva? They said, I understand the Zaka's question. How could Zrika work for Yaitzi? Amli Halay Pasalu, the Basar is Pasal. So Hekma Ratz al Pasal. How does Zrika work on something that's Pasal? How does it remove the Mila on something that's Pasal? How does it have Chalois, how does a Chal have effect on something that's Pasal? So they asked Rabbi Shimon, yeah, I don't understand this for Akiva. The Zaken asked, is there Akiva really say that? So he said, yeah. When it came to Gali, they explained the question. He said, what do you mean? It's possible. Why would Zerika work for Yaitzeh? Ukashi Yatsasi, what is it? Gerso Kushabasi, Veritsesi, Dvaram for Rabbi Akiva. When I came back to Rabbi Akiva and I told him, you know, the whole story, Amali, Beni, Yata, Emekin, you don't agree to my Shita that Zerika works for Yaitzeh? I told Rabbi Shimon, you don't agree to me that Zrika works for Yaitzeh. Bring a raya. Bring mafrish chatos. Someone's mafrish chatos. For avda v'hifrish acheres tachtah. And because that was lost, you mafrish not a chatos. Now you found the first one. Reishteim oimdos. They're both in front of you. Mayal mishteim. Still have mila both of them. Shachton. You shecht the both of them. Barei damon. Both the dam is munach v'kaisa. It's mayal mishteim. There's mila on both of them. Nizrak dam shalachemhem. You zarek the dam of one of them. Iyat ha-moida, aren't you moida? Rav Akiva told Rav Shimon, aren't you moida? Kashem shadama pata es besara mem ila. Af yifta, just like the dam patters its own basa from ila. Af yifta basa chavata from ila. It's also going to patter the other chatas that was hofrash from ila. Aren't you, don't you agree to me? That works for the other one. And Rav Akiva ends off. Im hitzel basa chavata from ila. If it saves the other basa from Ila, after Pishu Apostle, even though it's possible, why is it possible now? Because I already got a kapara. Dinu Shatzalos Basara. Then for sure, it's Matzal's own basa that went outside, that's Yotzei. So that's Rabbi Kiva brings a raya to himself from Mafresh Chatois. And the Gemara brought this bryce as a show also that in this bryce is Mavoyer that was not Bavas, that was Bavas Achas, wasn't Mazah Chazah. Because here clearly it says, both blood are sitting in front of you. So it's a raya to Rabbi Lozo who said that Rabbi Kiva only said his halacha by two chatois after they're both shechted, not b'zeh achazeh. So it's a raya to that also from this whole story that Rabbi Kiva only said his halacha b'vas achas and not b'zeh achazeh.